Welcome to Missing Person. This is a work of fiction. I'm the author, R.A. Conti. The story begins in 1965 in a small Pennsylvania town. The missing person of the title is a middle-aged homemaker named Betty Suggs. Shocked by her cancer diagnosis, Betty abandons her home, husband, and teenage children. With $200 and no idea why she's running away, she takes a bus to Philadelphia. What happens to her there transforms her life. The story is read by Janice Tapp.
Chapter 4. First Day. The next morning, Betty walked out of the bank with a deposit slip and a bank book. She had no idea what she was going to do next. This was as far as she had planned. What she did now depended on how she felt from day to day and how long her money lasted. Her new freedom buoyed her, and cancer seemed like a bad dream. She felt like a new person and considered changing her name just for fun. Betty Suggs was a bland name, and she no longer felt bland. She felt newly alive. For breakfast, she bought a soft pretzel, loaded it with tangy mustard, and sat on a park bench. Who am I? She thought. Wait, a better question is, who do I feel I am? Who do I want to be? She didn't get any answers and decided to continue being Betty Suggs for a while longer. Okay, so what do I want to do? She thought. She would need a job, but thought it might be difficult to find one. Betty had few qualifications for work. She had been a waitress after she and Jerry married, but assumed no restaurant would hire a frumpy, middle-aged woman because there were plenty of attractive younger women willing to be waitresses. She noticed a sprawling newsstand across the park and decided to buy a newspaper so she could look at the want ads. Maybe there would be something she could do that she hadn't yet thought of. She went across to the stand, bought an Enquirer, and then walked back toward her park bench. Betty noticed two men with a tripod. There was a movie camera on it, and it was pointing at her. She scowled, and they turned the camera in a different direction. Annoyed, she walked over to the men. They turned out not to be much older than her children. "Were you filming me?" she asked. No, of course not," the young man behind the camera said. He was tall and lanky with light hair, dark glasses, and a guilty look on his face. "Sure looked like you were. What were you filming?" "Those people across the park," the other man lied. He was shorter than his friend, wore a goatee, and seemed nervous. "It's okay, Jeff. Let's tell her the truth." Betty frowned. "So you were filming me. Mind telling me why?" "Would you believe it if I said you looked interesting?" Jeff asked. "What kind of interesting?" The boys looked at each other. Neither knew how to answer. "It's kind of a documentary about people in the park," Jeff finally explained. "That's all." "Oh. You don't mind, do you? We didn't mean any harm." "Yeah, we're film students. See?" He offered a form that had the university name and film school on the letterhead. "He's Jeff, and I'm Gary." "So you boys are students?" Betty asked. They nodded. "I never heard of a film school." "It's new," Gary explained. Jeff nodded. "Look, please help us out. The project's due in a week, and we're having a hard time finding interesting people. Let us shoot you."
"Shoot me?" she asked.
"Film you," Jeff said. "Sure, I don't mind. Do you want me to do anything? You know, like acting?" Gary's face lit up. "Oh, God, would you? That would be so great. Nobody ever wants to act for us." She felt sorry for the boys. "Sure, I'm not doing anything else. I got nowhere I'm supposed to be. In fact, I just got into town yesterday." "You're not, like, sleeping on one of those benches, are you?" Jeff asked. He felt they might have stumbled onto a genuine homeless woman they could follow around with their camera. Betty knew immediately what he was implying. She didn't know much about homeless people and felt surprised they would think she was one.
No, I was in a hotel last night. Don't know where I'm going tonight."
"Oh, do you need some money?" Jeff asked. "We have a couple dollars."
"No, but I do need a place to sleep. Know of any around here?"
They looked at each other. "Look, my name's Betty Suggs, and I just moved here from a town you've never heard of and never will. I don't sleep in the park. Two nights ago, I slept in a bed in my family's house."
"So why are you here?" Jeff asked. I ran away from home, Betty replied boldly. Gary gasped. You're a runaway? He said. The students looked at each other. They thought they might have stumbled onto the subject for their documentary. Yes, but I have money, and I can pay for a place, but I need something cheap until I find a job. We live in an old house near the campus, Gary said. There's a few of us already, but you could crash there if you want to. A house full of college guys? Betty thought. She had no idea what crash meant and wasn't sure she wanted to know. Crash? Sleep, probably on one of the couches, but it's dry and safe and won't cost you anything. I could pay you something. Maybe you could just help us out by acting for us, Jeff said. What the heck, Betty thought. I got nothing better to do, and maybe the new Betty Suggs could be an actress. Okay, that seems fair. What do you want me to do? Betty again wondered if she resembled a homeless woman, but didn't know it. Life in the city was weird. They spent the rest of the afternoon filming her doing what they thought homeless women did. She made her clothes look disheveled and then rummaged in trash cans for food, but refused to eat what she found. She asked passers-by for money. Gary and Jeff took turns pretending to be the passers-by, and finally stretched out on a park bench, pretending to sleep under her newspaper. The footage they shot delighted them, and they took her back to their house around dusk. They discovered there was no food, and she felt sorry for them. Betty asked if there was a grocery store nearby. She bought a cheap loaf of white bread, a jar of mayonnaise, and a pound of bologna. The sandwiches made the students even happier than they'd found her. Betty agreed to stay.
Thanks for listening to Missing Person. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please move on to the next one.